Holy Gospel according to John, the 7th chapter, beginning with the 37th verse.
Praise to you, O Lord.
On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
How many of you were actually paying attention during the readings today? Be honest. I appreciate that. All right, first reading was talking about Pentecost. You heard how the Spirit came in like a rush of wind, fire on their heads. Is that how you see the Holy Spirit? You see fire on your heads? Or fire on my head? No? What if I told you that just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there? Would you believe me? Well, that's brave of you all. Now believe me. Let me show you something. Do you see anything on this piece of paper? Nothing up my sleeves. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. But what if this light, I guess we'll have to do it on the first page. Do you know what that says? Let's see if I can back it up. Do you see what that says? Do you see anything there? Do you see anything on that sheet? Spirit. Yes. See that? Spirit. Just because you couldn't see it doesn't mean it wasn't there. And not that you could see this, but I did draw a tongue of fire. See? You can't quite see it, but there is a tongue of fire on there. And there's a tongue of fire in your head, so you just can't see it. But the Spirit's still there nonetheless, working with you in many mysterious ways. Spirit is there. Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for sending your Spirit. Please allow that Spirit to work through us in our lives, through our play and everything else that we do. In your name we pray. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christo ha resuscito. No? No? All right. Christos ist auferstehen. No? Nein. Christos anesti? No. Okay. Christos hastat op? No? Ja? No? Really? You can't understand a word I'm saying? Well, flick that tongue of fire a little better. Maybe you'll hear it. But Christ is risen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How could you not know that's what I was going to say in four different languages? Christ is risen. Spanish, German, Greek, Norwegian. If there are any people that spoke Spanish, German, Greek, or even Norwegian in here, you would have heard that. It's not just English, is it? That amazing news that Christ is risen. Amazing news that I can't keep to myself. I still have to share it. And now this morning, you kind of have a better idea of what maybe Pentecost was like for a few minutes. Because those followers came out and they began to speak in other languages. And at that sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered. Each one heard them speaking in the native language of themselves. It was so outrageous that this is probably one of my favorite lines from the whole story. Some people said, "They're filled with new wine. They're drunk. They can't be serious." But others said, "What does this mean? What indeed does this mean? How could those that knew no other language share that good news that Christ is risen and proclaim all that he has done for all people? And what does that mean for us?" I know some of you remember that 2 weeks ago when I preached, I talked about the Spirit a little bit, and this is what Jesus said. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to you, all that I have said to you. Does that ring a bell to anybody out there? It was only 2 weeks ago. The Holy Spirit is there. That's what's been sent. That's what we're talking about today. That's what Jesus was talking about then. It works in so many different ways. It gives us the words when we don't know them at times. Pushes us in ways we never expect. Helps us to hear and share the wonderful news of the gospel. That Christ is risen and sin, death, and the devil no longer control us. And grace and the forgiveness of sins are with us always. And like we heard in the second lesson today, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? How can this be? Martin Luther in the Small Catechism says this about the Holy Spirit. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit who has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. By ourselves, we simply cannot believe in Jesus. We cannot say Jesus is Lord. We're a lot like those that could not understand what the disciples were saying right away. We can't hear the gospel or share it with others without the Spirit. A professor of mine at seminary described it as this way too, the Holy Spirit. The Father speaks the Word. Jesus is the Word. And the Spirit opens our eyes and ears to the Word, allows it in to be in and on our hearts. The disciples and followers had Jesus in person and could see the kingdom right there. But what about us? How can we or those that were in that crowd that day believe this amazing news that Christ is indeed risen? And our sins are forgiven and that we're saved by grace. The Holy Spirit. And the Spirit comes to us in ways we just don't always understand. We can't always see it, but it's there. So why would I say Christ has risen 5 different ways? Because this news isn't just for us, it's for all people. That's one reason that on the day of Pentecost, the good news came in many different languages. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judah, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, Arabs, people in North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa, all over. In their own language, they can hear the speaking of God's word and what he has done. The Spirit works to spread the gospel and to send it to all people. Like a flowing river, it makes its own path. It expands and finds its way into the hearts of others, not just our own. So that's why today I had us grab the candles to show something, to illustrate this. Now sure, started out small with a couple people it seemed like on that special day, with fire on their heads, in their hearts, in the Spirit. But it didn't just stay in their midst, did it? It can't. So today, to illustrate, we are going to spread this fire, this Holy Spirit. So send it down the line when you get it, if you have a candle. I might need a couple other people maybe to help me, or this is going to take forever. But spread it. Because that good news is too good to be stuck in just one spot. I could hold on to this candle. I could hide it. But it's too good. And the Spirit continues to spread. So as you get your candle light, I'm actually going to invite you to stand up. That way I know you've been lit. So once that candle is lit, you can stand up, because we're going to stand up. because we sat an awful long time already. It's time to stand up. Spread it all around. Here we go. Spread that fire. Spread the spirit. Just like on that day when people were hearing it in their own languages, you too are hearing it and it's spreading. Spreading like wildfire. This is one way that we can actually see it. Even if you don't have a candle, you can stand up. I don't want you to be left out. Nice try. Is there anybody in the balcony that wants to? Tori went up? Perfect. Okay. See? What do you see all around you when you look? You see the fire. You see the light. You see that amazingness. You know, if I really wanted to do this right, I could go turn the lights off. You know, I think I'm going to, because I got time. Let's see if I hit the right button. It was probably overridden. I think I hit the wrong button. Well, I tried. But you see that? That light, that spirit, there we go. Just look at that. It's not even Christmas, and look at that. The light, all over. It spreads, it's like wildfire, and it's fitting. And as you receive that light, know the Spirit's come to you, and it goes beyond those doors. It's not stuck here. If we could light the candle, it would keep going out the street, out of Iowa, out of the United States, out of this country, and it already has. We know that. We hear the gospel in so many different languages. The Spirit that blows through the wilderness of our lives, calls us, frees us from not hearing the good news. We can now hear it, we can see it, we can believe it. It's in our restlessness. It speaks to us, blows through us like a rushing wind, and it's with us always. Thanks be to God for sending the Holy Spirit, the one who opens our eyes and ears to the promise of the gospel, that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.